Chicago, how are ya? We are the Resistance Broadcast. The base is open. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'm really excited. I'm amped up. We were supposed to start 15 minutes ago. My name is John Hoey. Thank you guys so much. We don't have a lot of time, obviously 45 minutes. So instead of our usual banter, we're just going to get right into it by saying a welcome and hello first to Mr. James Arthur Bainey. Sweating.
Yeah. Thank you all for coming, and thank you to the technical aspect of this for hanging around. But I'm excited to podcast, guys. We're at Star Wars Celebration.
Woo! All right, speaking of Celebration, you may have seen her on the Celebration stage earlier today. She was naming cereals and other stuff like that, but now she's going to talk about her love for Kylo Ren and mainly Ben Solo, of course. It is Lacey Gillerin.
As the great Padme once said, this panel's amazing.
Fake Padme quotes, I love it. You assume too much.
Yes.
All right, guys, we're gonna get into our first segment we call Will of the Force, and we'll let James explain that.
I fear nothing for all this, as the Force wills it.
Will the Force is a topic or a segment that we do on the show where we ask, will they or won't they? And it just kind of goes back and forth. We kind of make a, we ask a question and then we'll decide between those two. Mm-hmm. I don't have, if you're gonna put this or not, search inside.
Huh. There you go.
Yeah, hey guys.
Also, please silence your cell phones. Don't be rude.
Yeah, come on guys, seriously.
That would be awful.
Oh, wait.
Will the Force, we're actually going to ask you guys first. We're going to get a little vibe because we're not sure about these. So the first one that
like
I'm going
to raise your hand type of thing?
Raise your hand and give me a woo when if you agree. All right, the first question we got is, will Boba Fett, will he appear in the first season of The Mandalorian? Thoughts? All right. Will he appear? Give me an emphasis yes. All right. How about no? Let's hear a no Dameron.
No Dameron.
Oh, strong no on that one. All right, guys.
I don't want to answer this one now.
All right, John, you're up first. This is your problem.
So I think he will. Because I think you're introducing a new character to Star Wars fans, and it's the first streaming service. You want to get a little connectivity to the past, and they've been knocking around Boba Fett for so long, it's about time to bring him back. And I think they'll do it dramatically, and this is just my guess, which will be wrong, as we all know, because I say book it, and I get it wrong all the time. But I think last episode, he'll like turn around as a cliffhanger, and we'll see Boba Fett, the light will shine on him, and it won't be the Mandalorian, it'll be Boba Fett.
All right, Lacey, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he will show up. I think that's kind of one of those things that's definitely going to happen. I mean, you see The Mandalorian and you think Boba Fett, so how could you have that show, a full series, without him at least appearing once? Am I right? Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I guess I got to answer this.
Also, side note, we're supposed to have a special guest. He hasn't shown up yet. We're kind of concerned because there was technical issues. Maybe, like, he got concerned. So we'll see what happens, but he's supposed to be here. Sorry guys, we were supposed to mention that.
I mean, the chair is here.
So, I don't know
the
what's
chair is up. Open.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, I think we've said this on the podcast before, but I think that there's a chance that the end of that season one episode is gonna have that, you know, that lightning flash, or that something that shows us, and we're all gonna freak out. Because we're going to know who it is. And then that season two premiere is going to be like, not me. You know? I think they might actually pull something like that. So I'm actually going to answer the question is no.
All right. Fair
I don't
enough.
Think he's going to show
You're
up.
You're wrong.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the next one. Let's see. We got Palpy Babes.
Sheevy Babes?
Sheevy Babes.
Yeah.
Will Palpatine appear in a physical form in The Rise of Skywalker? So we're going to ask it again, guys. What do you think? Enfys yes?
Enfys yes.
Uh-oh.
Enfys yes?
Uh-oh.
No Dameron.
No Dameron.
Holy moly.
All right, Lacey, this is you. You got to go right after that. What do you think?
I think that he will show up in physical form at some point. And as you guys know, I hate him. But the only good thing is now there's a real bad guy, so my boy can be redeemed.
All right, John, All right. What do you think?
For different reasons, I say he will. I think you have... Not yet.
Did you silence your phone, James?
Too early.
No. Oh.
I think he will, like I said, for different reasons. You have Ian McDiarmid. He's, you know, no offense to him, he's not getting any younger, and you got to use him when you can. And I'm not talking about a voiceover in Rebels. I'm saying you get the guy in there in the makeup and do it. So I say 100%, bring him back, physical form, let's do this.
I say no.
James disagrees no matter
He's
what I say.
He's holding on to that controversial crown, the hot take crown, so bad.
I think this guy is going to be kind of like Darth Bane, Clone Wars, right? He didn't show up in a physical form. That was some sort of weird spirit fire something Darth Bane, right? So I think that the Sith version of some sort of, you know, afterlife spirit or whatever is going to be something bigger, something crazy, or something, some sort of entity that is haunting that gravesite that is the Death Star. What do you guys think? Sound now?
It's That's provocative. Right. But then you're going to have like 90% of casual Star Wars fans like, what is that? What? He came out of a mask? Like, what?
It is possible. Yep. All right. We have one more.
Okay. Don't make it controversial, though, please.
Yeah, don't make it crazy.
Okay, I'll skip that one. This one should be good. Okay. Romance is a big topic in Star Wars, right?
Absolutely.
We have Han and Leia. We have Anakin and Padme. We have the Rancor, and of course, the Rancor Keeper.
The first shirtless Star Wars character.
Is that...
Give respect, folks.
He was also sweaty too, so yeah.
So, so we're gonna go for it. We're gonna ask the question. In The Rise of Skywalker, will Rey and Kylo Ren finally be...
Guys, we Come said on, guys. Silence your phones.
Oh, I'm
sorry. James.
I'm sorry.
So Baiting. Unprofessional.
I used to be a rock star, guys.
Oh my gosh, after the tech problems, now this, I don't...
Yeah, we have a...
I'm a little nervous because it was JJ.
He
was calling.
Well, we have a segment to finish, so whatever.
Yeah, I sent him...
But what if he's running late, though?
Yeah.
Maybe we should listen.
Well, we're doing the podcast.
Let's do the podcast.
Well, I sent it to voicemail. It's good. We're all good.
Okay.
We'll keep going.
Super 8, Super Schmate.
Oh, so where were we? Okay. Romance, Han and Leia, Rancor and the Rancor Keeper.
Yeah.
All right. The Rise of Skywalker, will Rey and Kylo Ren finally get together?
James.
Silence your phone, man.
I forgot.
All right.
You know, he left a voicemail.
I kind of want to listen to the voicemail because it's JJ.
Maybe he's on his way.
Maybe he's on his way.
All right, guys, let's listen to this real quick.
Okay.
You have one unheard message.
What year is it?
Hey guys, it's J.J. Abrams. I'm sorry, and I know this is a complete shock, but I'm not gonna make it to your panel. You know, I had to resume post-production for episode 9. It's a big movie, but you know, we made
so
it with heart and love, and Kathy was there, and the crew, and you know, it's truly a passion project. Anyway, to make up for me not making it, I've opened up the mystery box. So take a look under my nameplate for a special message for your audience, as I know they are a passionate and loyal group because you have a passion podcast. I'll tell you what, I'll see everyone in December. It's gonna be great. It is truly incredible. Bob is calling me on the other line, so I better go. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Thanks, JJ.
James, do you mind if we skip that question and I read what's under there?
Answer the question, John.
Yeah, we're looking around.
Answer it.
Now I'm wet and muddy. Right in my ear. All right, he said, hey guys. I know everyone is excited for the rise of Skywalker. I can't do the JJ voice, sorry. The rise of Skywalker. So I thought I'd give away a copy of my previous space adventure movie on Blu-ray to one of your audience members. May the Force be with you. All right, so a little Force Awakens, I guess? Maybe, right? The mystery box. Let's see.
Oh my God. It's Armageddon.
Armageddon. Written by J.J. Abrams.
Written by J.J.
Signed on the front there, I believe.
Signed on the front.
So legit.
And this is 100% real.
Get it certified on the show floor. Definitely legit.
And I didn't do this. We're going to add a little spice to this. Little TRB shirt. And we're going to pick the winner right now.
Oh, you are?
Here it goes. Cross your fingers. He's coming to the other side.
Narrating.
He's walking.
This is a really drawn out bit. Yeah.
All right, guys, you know what? Will the Force went too long, so we're going to skip that last question, and we'll get into our discussion right now.
We don't have time, guys.
He'll answer it eventually.
You know, James calls Lucasfilm cowards all the time, doesn't he?
Oh.
All right, guys, we're going to get into our discussion right now about that Episode 9 trailer. Let's do it.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do.
It's true. All right, guys, so no segment, no bits. The bits are done. Let's just get into this thing right now. I'm going to say my first reaction to this thing. You guys may have seen me and James' reaction on the YouTube channel, but I lost my mind when the cackle happened. So I'm now basing my life on pre-cackle and post-cackle. And I gotta say, post-cackle is pretty damn good. And then other than that, you could wash away the idea that we're doing a rehash. I know JJ took flack for rehashing New Hope. I think we're gonna get a wild and weird Star Wars movie, and I am 100% here for it. Ben Demption or not, just give me a great Star Wars movie. Let's do it.
I don't even know. I'm just completely lost. That trailer just messed with me a little bit. I mean, the Death Star thing. That's, I think, the biggest thing for me. I'm wondering where are we at, you know? I think everybody's kind of asking that question, right? Is that it can't be the first... That thing blew up, first of all, right? We saw all the pieces, right?
Yeah, I just assumed it was like space dust. Like, it wasn't parts or...
Yeah, not like we don't see... the special edition of the special edition coming soon, right? They're going to make it different this time.
On Laserdisc, of course.
That is a voicemail. I don't know why that happened. That might actually be a legitimate voicemail. but that thing's got to be... It's got to be a render, right? Because it's the second Death Star. Because it's got to be connected to Palpatine in some sense. But so is that planet Endor, right? Did the falling of that piece of Death Star cause a new cataclysmic weather-changing event that makes Endor like this crazy, I don't know, sea planet or something?
Climate change in Star Wars?
Poor Ewoks. Oh, my gosh. I don't know, Lacey. What do you think of the trailer?
I think the trailer was amazing. Let's start with that. I know he hates that word. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
If you guys saw my reaction on Twitter, it was literally, oh my God, scream, Kylo, scream, oh my God, scream. So my thoughts are Rey looks fierce AF. Keeping it PG for Todd in the front here. That Matrix jump is unreal. I can't wait to see what other things she's doing in this movie. And I know Daisy yesterday was talking about how there might be new powers and she's not really sure. Maybe SJJ, and JJ was like, Which he, the crazy thing is, sitting in the panel, I realized he actually does talk like that. Like, that is not a lie.
Let's get a round of applause for John.
I got super uncomfortable because I was like, oh my gosh, this is more real than I thought it was. But yeah, I loved seeing Kylo again. We all wonder where he is, mindset, how long it's been. Is he worse than he was? Is he still broken? I think he's broken AF.
Mm-hmm. Is it him in that ship?
Yeah, is it him in the ship? Because a lot of people are saying maybe it's not. Maybe it's a different character because they only show the hands.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the body slam, please?
Yeah. A cross guard to the chest.
I want Kylo Ren to body slam me like that. Like, what is happening? And then the thing that stood out to me definitely was the Leia hug. It was clearly footage probably from TFA, and It's just so emotional to see Leia on screen and see Rey crying, because you know they probably shot that with Daisy after the fact, and I can only imagine those are real tears for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. There's just so much to unpack in that trailer.
Billy Lord's, like, she stood in for her too, so she could, like, Daisy could have been hugging Billy Lord there and really having a moment caring about him. I think she might have stood in for her. Now, I get my favorite moment, which obviously was Palpatine, but I did have one problem with the teaser. I don't like being negative, but where was R2? You know? I was hoping in this movie, because my biggest problem with this trilogy is R2 and C-3PO not being together, and they were like the old classic comedy pair, Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy of Star Wars, and them not being together, I thought they would fix that. And seeing 3PO several times and R2 not being there made me a little bit concerned.
Yeah, actually, the night before the trailer, we went out with the Black Series Rebels, and that was part of the...
They're back there, by the way, those guys. Oh, Alex and Steve, Black Series Rebels. Yeah.
And that was part of our conversation is, you know, who's going to show up that would be like a surprise? And we knew a couple of these people, but it ended up being Palpatine, but... I thought that giving a great shot of R2-D2 would kind of solidify that. Hey, come for this one. This is maybe what you feel like you've been missing kind of thing. But I still don't doubt that it'll be in the movie. There's only so much they can do with, you know, what was it, like a minute, something? You know.
Right, absolutely.
So the crazy thing for me is now that Palpatine's back, which now we have a really crazy villain that's clearly a bad guy, does that mean in the TFA novelization that he was talking to her at the end when she was about to kill Kylo? I can't stop thinking about that because In the novel, it says that an evil voice is talking to her, telling her to kill him. Who is that? Everyone assumed it was Snoke, but now that Palpatine's been in the story the whole time...
Who wrote the TFA novel? I forget.
Alan Dean Foster.
Alan Dean Foster? JJ's probably like, thank you for doing that. Just gave me like that opening. Yeah, because I don't read the novelizations, especially I guess because the thing with the Rey and Poe meeting in TFA, but then Rian Johnson had that meet in TLJ with the I know theory. You know, guys talk about that. But I think that's a good idea actually. I kind of like
I think
that.
It's wonderful because then it brings it all together because he's always been this looming presence.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love Palpatine so much.
There was an interview, too, where we're all, like, scatterbrained trying to make the next panel, right? But we did happen to catch there was an interview with Kathleen Kennedy where she says Palpatine's been in this from the start. Like, we had this plan...
From the beginning of TFA, like, preparations.
From the beginning of TFA, that we knew this is what we were leading to in the last movie, and we
finally talked
to George about how we could make this happen, is this get his approval, and he gave it a thumbs up, so... That's publicly. Crazy to think about, and that kind of adds to your whole theory of like, hey, you know, pepper this in this way, and we won't tell you why, but say it, you know, so that we could kind of retro.
It's dangerous though, because, and we talked about this, I think, at the hotel room when we were just bouncing around ideas. JJ will probably handle it well. I know we all hope that, but if he It's careful. You got to be careful because this may negate everything Vader did. Like, he killed Palpatine, right? And if Palpatine just comes back, it's like, well, you died for nothing at that time. So, I don't know.
His grandson's going to come back and revenge it.
He could. Yeah, could.
Talk about an awesome arc, right?
Yeah.
Finish what you started.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But overall, I think, I don't know about the title. It's got to work on me a little bit. But overall, the trailer for me was just magic. It didn't feel like Star Wars, but in a good way. The cinematography was absolutely beautiful. I think it's going to be a beautifully shot movie. And, you know, Vic Mahoney's obviously involved with that. She's the first female Star Wars director doing second unit.
Yeah, killer. And you know she has a great eye because she's done, like, music videos and all these other things that it's not just one medium. She's done all these different
things. Right, and she was on Seinfeld, and I love Seinfeld. I don't know. What are you guys' final thoughts? Because we want to talk about the future, which ties in with this, but do you guys have final thoughts on the teaser? They probably bounced around ideas all day.
Since when do stormtroopers have jetpacks? That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Because those are in the trailer.
I was going to say, since Rebels, but those are Mandalorians. I was like, there's been stormtroopers with jetpacks, absolutely. But I don't know. What was that?
Since Battlefront.
Nice.
There you go. All right.
Which one? One or two? One? Ugh, I wasn't paying attention in one.
Sorry. So he said Battlefront.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the sneaky thing is I'm the YouTube gamer. Do we have any people like that I can't play the game. It's too long. I don't want to buy it. I want to go and watch the full YouTube. Yeah, we got a couple people.
Oh, the story?
Just the story, man. Playthrough. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that going on.
I think the one last thing that really stood out to me, which I've seen a ton of people talking about online, is that some of the art that is in the TFA art book is also now being seen in 9, which is like the underwater Death Star, underwater scenes. So I'm interested to see what happens if these characters are actually going to go underwater or not. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now I'm going to go home and reread every single book I have. And thanks.
So future of Star Wars, this is supposed to be the end of the Skywalker saga, but, and I think we may all be in agreement on this, I'm not sure, but it looks like they're really marketing this thing to say it's time to say goodbye to our crutch, which is Luke Skywalker. That's why Mark Hamill wasn't at the panel. These are our new heroes. We had 40 years. Thank you for your service. It's time to pass the buck officially now. And I think they've done a great job. So episode 10, maybe down the line. What do you guys think? I'm not done with these characters. So, I mean, that could be a thing. And then I believe this is the first time, correct me if I'm wrong, which is always, that Kathy Kennedy or Bob Iger, anyone but Rian Johnson, confirmed that he's still working on his movies. So you have that. And then the Benioff and Wise guys doing their thing. So the future is bright for Star Wars movies, even though Bob just said they're doing a hiatus.
Yeah. Are they doing a hiatus?
I think he's bluffing. That's what I think.
Where are you, Bob? Stand up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's under here. So.
There he is.
He stands up in the back. He's like, they're right.
Yeah. Now, we have different takes on what we think makes a Star Wars movie. My take is I'm not big on, you know, the ships and the weapons, and I never know what's what, and that's my bad, of course. It's the personal aspect of it, the families and the relationships, because as George Lucas put it, after Star Wars came out, everyone tried to make spaceship movies, and they didn't work because they didn't have heart, and they weren't about the relationships and the families. And I'm not a big science fiction fan, but I am clearly obsessed with Star Wars, and there's something different about it, and it's the relationships and that sort of thing, for me.
I've actually said before that I do like the aesthetics. I think when you have the world around you, the different planets, the understanding of it's not just the next city over, but it's the next planet over.
Mm-hmm.
When you have things that like the clothing that they wear and the weapons that they use and those types of things, you could almost make, you know, any story into a Star Wars story by putting all those things in, and I'm there front row. I do think there's one aspect of the underdog thing that is always kind of important in Star Wars. It's like the person that sees a bigger future and or something that is immensely not able to be overcome and somehow figures out a way to get with their friends and get it done, kind of thing. And I think that those are stories that could be told over and over and over again, and it doesn't have to have a character with that with a certain last name, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think Star Wars, to me, is, like John said, I know you're all surprised, I'm actually agreeing with John.
First time for everything.
Star Wars for
Mark
me...
And a date.
Oh, okay. Since I started watching it in second grade, has been about characters that you can connect with. So Luke Skywalker is a kid that came from nowhere and then found his greater good and his belonging somewhere else in the galaxy and went on an adventure. So a lot of my childhood, I imagined a spaceship picking me up and taking me somewhere else to go on these grand adventures. And find that belonging. Luckily, I found it now with you guys and with you guys, but I know a lot of adolescents, and even in my 20s too, I've always searched for that belonging, and I think that really sticks with you. To have Rey find Finn and Poe and BB-8 and Luke to find Han and Leia and really band together from different backgrounds and different upbringings for a bigger picture of fighting what's evil. The other thing that really sticks with me is just making the right choice. That when it comes down to it, you'll ultimately do what's right. And I think that's why the Luke and Vader scene to me is one of my top scenes in Star Wars, hands down. Because at the end of the day, he did all those terrible things. He killed children. But when faced with the choice of saving his son, he did the right thing. And I think that's a big message that people need to take into the sequel trilogy as well. And that's why I believe in Vendemption so much, because it allows for a character that you think is terrible to have the ability to come back and make the right choice when it comes down to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I've been saying this on the podcast for a while, that Star Wars has a villain problem.
Not anymore.
Yeah, JJ fixed that in a minute and 53 seconds. And I'll admit now, because I didn't think this before, because I felt Kylo Ren had to be the lead villain. He took out Snoke. He took the reins.
Who? Need to,
yeah, this is there's a point. There's a point. There's a point. I promise. Now you bring in Palpatine, and there is now a new door open, and there is an avenue for Kylo Ren to be redeemed.
Take this in.
Yeah.
How many months, aka a year, has he been fighting me on this?
Well, now Palpy's back.
I know, now Palpy's back. Your dreams have come true.
Yeah. but I do still think Adam Driver's done with Star Wars, and he's going to die in Episode 9.
If I had a bucket of water, I would just dump it on you. But all I have is a spray bottle.
I mean, I knew that was coming.
No, he's not dying.
What Lacey said.
Fair enough.
I'm afraid.
All right, so take some questions.
Yeah, so I need the handheld mic. We got that? No?
No, we can shout it out really
You guys
loud,
could shout right? out your question and we'll repeat it. So
right.
I'm going to three kiss. Questions for us. Three questions. You get a prize if you answer. Or ask it. I answer.
That's a segment.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is Ask the Resistance. You have Star Wars questions. We hopefully have good Star Wars answers.
I've been wondering.
There it is.
What are midichlorians?
Me too.
Let's ask Conrad. Conrad, what's your question? When is the movie after Episode 9 going to come out? John, I'll start with you.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think because... I think after... Because of the movie stuff, and you got, Mandalorian, Cassian, maybe the Kenobi series. We have another call? Did I miss
No.
notes?
Okay. I sent him a text. He said he doesn't know.
I think they're going to skip a year, and then I think there'll be a Star Wars movie in 2021, so you'll be old enough to drive at that point, Conrad. So there you go. Yeah.
Conrad, come on up. We have a
come on up, Conrad. Oh, Luke Green. And... Oh. There you go, buddy. Thanks, man.
Let's ask the
All
next
right,
question.
Next. Let's go for someone. Let's get some ladies up in here. Come on, ladies. Sorry, guys. Come on. Ladies. Sorry, you. Yes.
Hi.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Wait, are you Kylo 10?
Yeah.
Hey!
I love Kylo, too. I'm squatting like a weirdo. Okay, go ahead.
I have a question for James.
All right.
Oh.
What is your problem with the original goat, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
First and foremost, I have no problems with Obi-Wan as a character, but, and this is, I'm immediately going to shoot myself in the foot, I say overrated. Okay. Here's the thing is, I think the dude is great. I think a lot has happened. It's just that sometimes when someone's coming at me and they say GOAT, you know, greatest of all time, I'm like,
yes,
he was the best. Like, there's so many reasons I think to point to where he was one of those people that Yoda was talking about, like a trait more common in later Jedi, more and more common that we're seeing stuff like this. And that's a hint at Obi-Wan, because I think a lot of misdirection. I mean, remember too, like he was like dead set on trying to get Luke to, and ultimately it paid off, I understand. But Yoda was the one that was saying, we need to train Leia. You know what I mean? So does this mean that Obi-Wan is better than Yoda?
In the Phase Point of View book you're talking about? The From a Certain Point of View?
Oh, yes.
That book's stuck.
The next book coming out of Del Rey.
I don't know.
The Phase Point of View.
It just comes down to, it always surprises me when it's someone's favorite character, but then it turns out that he's everybody's favorite character. And yeah. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe it might just be something I'm missing, but yeah, I have no problems. I don't dislike the character. I love him. I'm just always surprised when people love him more than I do.
Come on up, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley. Obi-Wan. Can I do one more?
Yeah, we have time. Way in the back.
Oh, there we go.
Stand on up. What's your name? Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
You're okay.
I
have a question
for Lacey. Oh, okay.
I was wondering, is it not
2015? It's not
2015.
All right, her question is,
yeah.
Her question is, since it's not 2015 anymore, how do you deal with people that mock your predictions or don't agree with your viewpoints? You know, it's very interesting because over the past few months, I would say, I've definitely seen people come around to the idea of Reylo, and I think that was something that people were really against in 2015. They were like, how could this ever happen? And then Last Jedi came out and everyone's like, oh, they're holding hands, he's shirtless, she shipped herself FedEx style to him, so I guess this is kind of a thing. She grabbed his thigh, he asked her to join him, it was basically a marriage proposal, like, what is going on? My answer to that is, you know, a lot of people have different views. Like, all three of us have very different viewpoints all the time. John's just going, yes.
Yeah.
But that's kind of one of the best things about Star Wars, is that everybody thinks different things. Everybody connects with it in different ways. And I think the best way to handle those people, for me at least, is I kind of just laugh and say, okay, cool. And I know that's kind of like a shove-off, but I recently had someone actually tell me that I wasn't a Star Wars fan. It was my first experience that I've ever had where someone actually online, faceless avatar person, said, oh, you're not a Star Wars fan. Here are 10 reasons why The Last Jedi sucked. Answer every single thing, and you're being quizzed. So my response was, oh no, what is the grade? What percentage of my school grade is this? Like, do I have to call my parents? Like, am I gonna be shoved out of school? And my immediate response is just kind of laugh, like, okay, guy, like, we don't agree, that's fine. And then he said, well, I guess you didn't like it till 2015, you're only a Twilight fan, shut up. Yeah. My response to that is, okay, bro, I've been liking Star Wars since I was in second grade. I've been to 4 celebrations now. I'm on a podcast. I've watched numerous other podcasts. I support everybody in this community, no matter what their viewpoint is. No one can ever tell you that you're not a fan of something. And it doesn't matter what time you became a fan. Someone could show up today and say, you know what? I kind of like Star Wars. Cool. Welcome. We love to have you. My response is just to kind of let it roll off your back, but at the same time, call out people that act like that in a way that's polite and respectful. Say, okay, I respect your opinion, however, we don't agree. And that's cool, that's how the world works. But I don't think anybody in this room will do this, but it's never cool to attack someone online. It's never cool to tell them that they're wrong. If they want Kylo and Rey to be together, wonderful. I'm one of them. Be right with you. If they want, you know, Kylo to die, cool. I joke with John, but you know what? If he really wants that, okay, cool. It doesn't mean we can't be friends and right. talk about it. Yeah. So my response, Jessica, is just to let it roll off your back. Let these people be who they're going to be, because they're going to, nothing you say to the people that hate The Last Jedi is going to change their mind. They've mm-hmm. already made up their mind. Just like the people that hate Solo. I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, I hate Solo. And I'm like, oh, really? Did you see it? And they're like, no. All right, cool, because I loved it. It was super fun to watch. Is it my favorite one? No, but that doesn't mean it's not good. Mm-hmm. It's Star Wars. They're all good.
Yeah, and you know, I don't believe in Reylo. I don't like Reylo. I'm not trying to be funny.
He doesn't like happy endings.
I don't think it's going to happen, but like Lacey and I podcast all the time together. James has different point of views. We respect each other. We get along, and it's possible. Like, it's okay to not like Reylo. It's okay to like Reylo, and it.
But
it, like,
it
none
never
of that
gives
matters.
People the right to attack
right.
someone
it,
for
it,
liking
it. Exactly. But I think the point is, it's fake. It's in space, and we all gotta chill a little bit and celebrate like everyone's been doing here this weekend. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that there's the other side of that too. With you have one opinion one way, and I and John has the other opinion the other way, and I'm always I'm along for the ride.
He's indifferent. Yeah.
I totally am, because it's so funny. These guys will argue offline all the time about which way things are going.
Like yesterday. Here's an example. Example number one. Yesterday, John and I were talking about the trailer, and I was like, did you notice that when Rey jumps, it's two different backgrounds? Like, what does that mean? Do you think that, like, they shot it multiple times? Do you think the scene, they do it multiple times? Is he training her? Like, what's going on? And John was like, that's stupid. That's jokingly, obviously.
Yes, jokingly. We're
James
friends.
Is the logical one that pulled his computer up, and he was like, yeah. da-da-da-da. And then did screenshots, and he's flipping between them, and he goes, you know what, John? She's kind of right. I don't know if he's training her, but that's how we operate, because it's fun to think about things and be like, what if? And this trailer has given us enough content to get through at least till D23, because you know we're getting behind the scenes with that. It's just super fun to talk about Star Wars. And the moment that it isn't fun anymore, I'm out. But I don't think that's possible if everybody just respects one another and respects your viewpoints. I think we could take another question, right? You have some time?
Yeah, let's do another question.
Name.
Yes.
Name.
Filthy Junk Trader, Jakku.
Filthy Junk. Ray's dad.
I'm Ray's dad. He has an I'm Ray's dad t-shirt.
I just saw. Stand up and turn around, Chuck. Yeah. He's got I'm Ray's dad on.
So we had these shirts made, and then another podcast said your shirt's too much like ours, and we're like, you know what?
We don't
care
also.
That much. We'll just stop selling it. So he has like one of two ever.
What's your question? What's your favorite movie?
Armageddon.
We can answer that. That's fine. Okay.
So if the end of the day we're going back to before, and it's Old Republic, what characters are you hoping to maybe show up in the end of the day?
Darth Revan. Bastila Shan.
Bane. Rule 2.
Bastila Shan. I just want to see a dark sider and a light sider make out. Is that like so hard to ask?
James, what do you got?
Oh my gosh, you make it so hard to follow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, Lacey was saying earlier, like when you come into Star Wars fandom, I came in when Disney bought it because the Legends stuff was so expansive. I was like, I'll never be able to dive into all that stuff. It was just so crazy. And the when Disney bought it, I was like, oh, this is my opportunity. It's all fresh. I've seen the movies. I can watch the Clone Wars, you know. And then I just started buying all the comics and the novels and everything past that point. And
all know he loves the books.
Yeah.
Big book guy.
Big book.
I tried to actually, in a weird way, like avoid the legend stuff because I don't want to get it mixed up and be like Alex Damon, geez, how the guy manages to
keep so
track of
smart.
Both continuities
so smart.
Or multiple continuities. But yeah, I stay away from the legend stuff. So, Bane, Revan, those are great answers. I don't even know if I know another person, but I am always the person that says, make new. I want
new.
Yeah,
I agree. But that wasn't the question.
It was which...
do you want to see like they already exist?
Yeah. Like which character would you want to see?
James, answer the question. Yeah.
It was which character from Legends would we want to see brought into...
So if you had to, pick one.
Oh, between the two? Revan, I guess.
Nice, excellent.
Do you guys... Oh, yeah, yeah. Give him some swag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her.
I'm going to give this one to you. I have another one for Jess that I'll give her. It's the new picture that Abrams took of Rey, Finn, and...
The hug?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Look how old you become.
All right, so that is... We're good with questions, guys?
Well, we can do one more, probably. One more?
Do we have more stuff?
I have stuff up in the room I can bring down.
All right, one more question.
Chad.
So, obviously, Anakin loved Padme more than the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Why did it take him going to Palpatine? Why didn't he just be the Jedi without finding the dark side?
It's funny, we had this conversation the other day. I honestly don't think Anakin was that great for Padme. I don't think he was a good partner. I think he was very selfish, and I think you see that because he turns to Darth Vader. So I'm gonna let John answer this, see where he takes it.
I don't know why Padme's stuck with Anakin, you know? Like, he's going off for years at a time. Like, she should just be like, later, dude. I'm like a senator and a queen. I don't need you, man. But I think it was just he was so obsessed with the idea of controlling things because he was afraid of losing it, and Palpatine sensed his vulnerabilities that he lured him in with that, and the quest for power, even in real life, like you get a taste of it and you almost like say like, oh, I like that. I like that feeling. And that he would just sucked right into it from an early age. Like, you know, we're gonna watch your career with great interest. He was like 8 years old, like Conrad over there. So be careful, Adam Odell. We see you, man. But I think it was just that. He was just lured in, sucked in. It was at the point of no return. He wanted that power. I don't know, James, if you have thoughts on that, but.
No, those are my thoughts.
Wow!
Almost exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Dang. I think that when you start to get into something that is negative like that, or something that's consuming your life and consuming your thoughts, everything that you may have loved at one point starts to get pushed to the side because you're so focused on that one thing and you forget about those things and they mean less to you. And I think ultimately that's kind of the thing. But I don't know why she didn't leave him. I thought that was just an odd situation. Even from Attack of the Clones, there's kind of like this, he's acting strange, and that makes sense from like a confused, preyed upon, weird, like, you know, Jedi kid who maybe wasn't even supposed to be involved in this.
Yeah.
And then she has everything together. So I don't know why she went for him, but she did.
Yeah. She's a strong woman.
Yeah.
All right, so Chad, you're going to be at the meetup, so we'll make sure we get you some swag, man, for sure. You have the shades and stuff, and we'll get you the pins and stuff. So I think that's it, right, guys?
Yeah.
All right, so how about a hand once again for Lacey Gillerin? And the guy who keeps getting voicemails tonight, apparently, James Beatty. All right, now, Just, we're out of here in a minute, but real quick, raise your hand if you are a regular listener of our podcast.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Wow. Well, first of all, let me just say thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I was nervous as all heck to do this tonight. This is my first celebration and the first time I've ever done a live panel. So I joked about a week or so ago that I felt like it was going to be like the end of the movie Big Fish, because I've seen a lot of you on Twitter and stuff, and we were all nice to each other, friends with each other. We have a great community here in the Resistance, so I appreciate that. And it was going to be like these two carrying me to like a lake and dumping me in as I'm waving to everybody. And that's what we're going to be doing in a few minutes, because we're going to go party, because this is where the fun begins. But you guys can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and
can I say something?
YouTube. Like, yeah, Lacey, go ahead.
I just want to thank everybody for being so welcoming and nice to me online. You guys are the best.
Yeah.
And the past year has been unreal. This moment is unreal, and it's meant so much to me, and it's nice to finally find my belonging in the world that I've been searching for, so thank you.
Yeah, the same thing. Actually, this morning, I sent a video to my wife of me and John freaking out over the trailer. And I was like, you want to see something embarrassing? And I sent it to her, and she was like, I'm so glad that you found your people. Yeah. So it's totally you guys that are making my life better.
So you guys can find James on Twitter at Myra Trunks, Lacey at Lacey Gillerin, me at Johnny Hoey, and at StarWarsNewsNet.com, of course. I do want to say thank you to our website, StarWarsNewsNet.com, for all of your latest news. News reviews, editorials, information, and more. Thank you guys so much for all your support. And again, find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and on Twitter at RBATSWNN and at StarWarsNewsNet.com. Thank you all so much. We love you, and we'll see you around, kids.
And then afterwards, we're going to the Arc Bar in the Hyatt. I love drinks. And after this, I need one. So everybody, just before you leave, please stick around. We just want to take a quick photo, if it's okay, please. Okay, everybody put their hands up. Alec Backus, are you paying attention, Alec? Alex, turn around. Thank you guys so much. It means so much to me that you're here. Thank you.
Hyatt, Arc Bar, let's hang out.